The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Museum of the Bible. Experience it.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Crow Show, live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group studios. It's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Well, hello there, folks. How are you? Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Oh, yeah. Monday through Friday. Feels like Friday. My producer is shaking her head affirmatively and enthusiastically so. Well, anyway, we have a full week ahead of us and always more fun when you're here to share the afternoon or any part of it with us. And so we will proceed. Was George Washington really a Christian? That's a headline on a piece by Nancy Flory over at stream.org last week, and I pulled that wanting to just mention it briefly. In a San Francisco high school named after the father of our country himself, George Washington, a large mural of him has been around for decades, by the way, now set to be painted over because some were offended by it. And as Nancy writes so well here, as the cultural Marxists in the throne of a thrall of political correctness take over more and more of the institutions of our nation, we can expect this kind of scrubbing away of our heritage. George Washington sacrificed a lot to win us our freedoms. Today, however, he's being cast down by some of the social justice warriors, in quotes, as if he was more a villain than a hero. Yes, he did regrettably own slaves. But we must also keep in mind that he was the heir of a slave-owning family in a time where when slavery was commonplace, and we also need to remember that he decided by the end of his life that he would release his slaves. Something, by the way, she points out, highly unusual at the time. For most of our nation's history, our first president under the Constitution was considered a hero. He was believed to be a Christian. But in the last few generations, categorized more as a deist than as a Christian. And Nancy writes, I don't think that's accurate. As I said to a guest on Lauren Green's podcast, Lighthouse Faith, she, the religion editor of Fox News, and in fact, Nancy Flory has co-authored a book on the faith of Washington with Dr. Peter Lilback, president of Westminster Theological Seminary and of the Providence Forum. It's called George Washington's Sacred Fire. And she goes on to point out that, so many of these men have been, of course, pretty hard to defend yourself when you're dead for not just decades, but for centuries even. In any event, here are some things she deals with systematically in this book about our first president. George Washington attended church every opportunity he could. However, some people raised objections to the idea that he was a Christian. And she says we deal with all of those objections systematically in the book. But she says, let me just summarize some of the main points, and I won't have time to cover them all. But she said one claim was that Washington did not receive communion, supposedly, because he did not believe in Christ's atonement. And she says, wrong. He participated in communion earlier in life. Then, when he led the rebellion against King George III, the head of the Church of England, the Anglican Church, which became in America the Episcopal Church, he ceased to commune in those churches, but not other churches, at least as long as the war lasted. And he did on occasion receive communion after that, even in the Episcopal Church, such as on the day he was inaugurated. April 30th of 1789, a two-hour Christian worship service at St. Paul's Cathedral in New York City. And it goes on with some other objections to his claim to faith or anybody else's claim that he was a Christian. The argument was he was a Mason, and therefore he could not have been a Christian. Yet he only attended Masonic about once a decade. And also, as Professor Lilback notes, the Masons in Washington's day held an annual Christian worship service where an evangelical minister would preach. Now, that's an area altogether worth a discussion all its own, the Masonic Lodge and Masonry and all of that, but we'll go there another time because it does merit some, in and of itself, some attention. In any event, she says, Washington used elaborate names for God. Lilback notes that that was his Baroque style. He spoke of God so reverently that he would use fancy words to describe the Almighty. So that's a criticism, apparently, which is also, it was the custom of the evangelical preachers of his day. And also, Washington supposedly avoided the name of Jesus. But, Nancy Florey writes, he said to the Delaware Indian chiefs in 1779, quote, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and ways of life, and above all the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and happier people than we are." He said in 1783 to all the governors of the states that unless as a nation we imitate, quote, "the divine author of our blessed religion," that would be Jesus, "we can never hope to have a happy nation." He said to his troops at Valley Forge, quote, to the distinguished character of the patriot, it should be our highest glory to add the most distinguished character of Christian. And on it goes. So there's more to that. You can check it out at the website at stream.org, and you'll see it there. Was George Washington really a Christian? Again, the larger issue is one of destroying our history in terms of tearing down statues, tearing down statues, and in this case, painting over a beautiful large mural of our nation's founding president. You get the point. We can't afford, folks, to let that continue, and we need to push back. And we'll talk more about that with some of the experts as to how we can do that in the days ahead. We have more coming up. In the meantime, I remind you, we welcome your gifts to Heart for Lebanon. A $348 one-time gift provides a Christian education, food, essentials for survival for a refugee family in Lebanon through Heart for Lebanon when you call 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. A recent article in the New York Times Magazine illustrates for us the quandary of the gender revolution and the breakdown of language. It was a massive essay entitled "The Struggles of Rejecting the Gender Binary." The subject of the article wants to be known by the pronouns that are supposedly gender neutral, they and them. So I marked all the confusing personal pronouns that I could discover in this multi-thousand word article. I found at least 171 times where the pronoun simply doesn't make sense. How in the world do you have any kind of language coherence when pronouns become a matter of gender ideology and you have people saying, "I am no longer a he or a she, I am a them or a they"? What we are seeing is a fundamental breakdown of meaning, and that's seen in a breakdown of language. It's a subversion of truth. There can be no coherence on the other side of such a breakdown. I'm Albert Moeller.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, "Problem solved." 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Hey, DQ fans, the Summer Blizzard Treat menu is here to be your next summer obsession. It's got seven summer-filled flavors like cotton candy, brownie dough, and Sour Patch Kids. The only question is, which one will you try first? Only at your DQ. Happy tastes good.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school. But financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. Every Monday afternoon about this time, we have a chance to visit with some folks from 21 Wilberforce. That's their website, by the way, 2121wilberforce.org, 21st Century Wilberforce Initiative. The Baptist World Alliance, BWA, held its annual meeting last week, and my guest this hour has just returned from that conference with a report of the particular focus given on the issue of religious freedom. We all know that has become increasingly important all over the world. Joining us right now to talk more about it, Dr. Randall Everett. He is the president and founder of 21 Wilberforce. By the way, it's a human rights organization dedicated to defending people of faith all over the world. And in addition to spending some 40 years in pastoral ministry in several different states here in the United States, Dr. Everett certainly had many other accomplishments to his credit. He founded the John Leland Center for Theological Studies. He led the Baptist General Convention of Texas and currently serves on this organization we're going to talk about right now in leadership there at the Baptist World Alliance. Dr. Everett, always a privilege to talk with you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Don. It's always good to be back. I appreciate you and your station and all the good things that you stand for.
Well, we are team members together of the great work of the gospel in various forms around the world, and I would love to learn more about BWA itself. Maybe you could start there. Tell us more about this particular alliance and its global scope.
Surely. The Baptist World Alliance started in 1905, and it was an opportunity to just, it's a fellowship of Baptists around the world. In the United States, Baptists are fairly prominent, and they're large enough that they can be pretty much encouraged by each other. But in most places around the world, the Baptists and evangelicals and many places even Christians themselves are minorities and oftentimes persecuted. And so in 1905, the British Baptists and the American Baptists saw how important it was for Baptists around the world to get to know each other and encourage each other and just stand with each other. It's not a denomination. It's not a mission force. It's really a fellowship. And so this year they have an annual meeting once a year where some of the leaders from these Baptist unions come together, and they're in 125 different countries, over 200 and something different Baptist unions. And one of the things, Don, that has kept me really involved in the BWA is the emphasis it always puts on religious freedom. And that's actually one of our hallmarks as a Baptist. And so last week, and we met at a real difficult place last week. We met in the Bahamas.
I saw that.
yeah, you know, just whatever, wherever he leads, we'll go, right? So, but it was a wonderful opportunity to come together. And while we were there, we actually adopted a really strong resolution that had to do with religious freedom. Well, I left that last week, and so this week we're here in D.C. where there's the second annual ministerial to advance religious freedom that the State Department's putting on. And that's just historic. The fact that they did that last year and now they're making it an annual event where they bring in diplomats from 80-plus countries around the world, you know, to advance the whole idea as religious freedom is a foundational freedom. And being with these Baptist leaders around the world, many of them are in countries of great concern. We had 12 pastors there from Myanmar. We had people there from Venezuela, people there from Cuba, those from Russia, and some of the things that are happening there. The Baptist seminary in Russia, in Moscow, has been closed for the last few months by the government. And so there's encroachments on religious freedom globally, probably the worst situation since the Cultural Revolution right now in China. But just coming together and seeing how important that has been to our nation as what I believe is the foundational freedom. It's our first one, but it's not just our first one. It's our foundational freedom. And so few people, even in our churches today, know why that's so important. And we fail to realize that I believe it's why, in many ways, our own government and our country has been exceptional to have that kind of experiment. But we, in our country, we just take it for granted. We've always had it in our lifetime, and so we think it's going to always be there for us. But when you meet these people from around the world, like at this ministerial that the State Department's doing this week or the BWA Congress last week, it helps us to really realize what a fragile freedom this is and how important it is that we continue to nurture it and support it.
Well, this is something that we've talked about with your organization and with others as well, the second annual ministerial. We've done a couple of shows on that, and we look forward to that starts, I believe, tomorrow through the 18th, and we would love to have some feedback after that has been concluded. But all of this to say, there's a whole new wave of religious persecution all over the world. I noted that among some of the areas you heard from, you had presenters from, you've already mentioned Myanmar and China and some others. I was a little surprised to see, for example, Germany on there, What's happening in that regard? I assume that religious freedom is pretty well intact still in Germany.
It is, and Germany and France, we're talking about the refugees who are there.
Ah.
And so they're talking about how many are coming to Christ who are refugees. A lot of them have seen the worst of their own of their other faith and the persecution in their areas, a lot from Iran, a lot from Syria, and how the church is really growing among the refugee centers in Europe. And it's an indigenous growth. It's not something that's really happening. It's not the German Baptists bringing it about or the French Baptists. It's within those refugee camps themselves. With this resolution that we came up with with the BWA meeting last week, reminded us that how this, I think, is one of the gifts that Baptists have brought to our faith community, and the whole idea of religious freedom. The man who's credited with starting the first Baptist church, I know some people think that was John the Baptist, but historically it was probably Thomas Helwys, John Smith and Thomas Helwys, and it was the beginning of the 17th century. And back in 1612, Thomas Helwys probably published the first book ever in English about religious freedom. And so that would have predated, obviously, our Constitution and our guarantee. And as a result of what he wrote, both he and his wife were put in prison, and he actually never came out. He died while he's in prison. But Thomas Helwys, back in 1612, made a famous plea that Jews, Christians, Muslims, all be allowed to worship in freedom and live together in peace. And then we also reminded that back in 1934, the BWA Congress actually was meeting in Germany. And so we know what was going on in Germany back in 1934. And they drafted a really strong resolution then that deplores and condemns any kind of racial animosity and oppression and unfair discrimination. And it mentioned toward the Jews, and it said toward colored people. Of course, back then, that would not have been a pejorative term like it would be today. But it's just talking about any kind of discrimination against Jews or blacks or people subject because of their religious faith or their ethnic heritage. And I thought, what a courageous act that they took in Germany in 1934. So I came back excited to remember the heritage of the church in fighting for religious freedom for all people, even people of no faith. Of course, I'm kind of prejudiced. You know, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christ follower. And so I think our story is the best story. So, but I think we also are reminded that that these other freedoms are really based on that, our freedom of speech, our freedom of assembly. But I think it's been one of the reasons for the strength of our economy and the security that we found as a nation. And then to recognize that the State Department now has placed this value on that is a real a key freedom for us. Is encouraging, and a lot, there's a lot of discouragement today, but this is something I think that should really encourage us, that this has become a priority with certainly the Vice President and with the Secretary of State and with Ambassador Brownback.
One more quick question. I noted that something I had really not thought of or realized, one of your presenters spoke about violence against the religious leaders in Mexico. In this case, by organized crime, and then the statistic that more priests are killed there than anywhere else in the world. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Isn't that interesting? We typically don't think about religious persecution. We think about government sponsored or religious sponsored kind of acts of terrorism. But in areas of strong organized crime, often it is the church or people of faith that are singled out and killed. Because obviously, as people of faith, we need to be people of light, and people who are living in darkness are afraid of the light, and they try to put it out. And so, that was new information for me, that the most dangerous place for Catholic priests to serve is in Mexico.
Wow. Well, on that note, we have to break, but excellent information to update us on the this global event that happens every year, and that you've been such a part of it for quite a while now, and others as well. It just gives us a sense that there's solidarity around the world from many different quarters, and we don't need to give in to discouragement in these times, do we?
I think we can be encouraged by both of these issues. You bet. Thanks, Don, for your support.
You're welcome. Dr. Randall Everett, president and founder of 21 Wilberforce. That's their website, 21wilberforce.org on the web. And we'll stay in touch with them as we do on a weekly basis. Stay with us. We have more to share here on The Don Crow Show coming right up.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gofran and Khalid are refugee brothers, orphaned when their father was killed and their mother abandoned them during the Syrian war. Now, they live in a farmer's field in Lebanon with little to look forward to. But every other week, when Heart for Lebanon's Hope on Wheels educational fun truck shows up, they're on the front row singing worship songs and reciting Bible verses. In the middle of despair, Gofran and Khalid are finding hope in Jesus. Just $116 will help bring Christian education, food, and survival essentials to boys like this and their family for 4 months. $348 takes care of them for an entire year. That's $29 a month or just 98 cents a day. Call 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com. Help a desperate refugee family now. Click the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com or call 888-249-5222.
Do you ever wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God, but you don't know where to begin? We've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible and one of 8 degree programs here at Dallas Theological Seminary's Washington, D.C. campus. But wait, we know what you're thinking. Seminary, I don't have time or money for that. That's why our D.C. campus offers flexible courses that combine online lectures with on-campus sessions. You only come to campus 3 Saturdays per semester. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we are more affordable. DTS is offering every new student a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to start classes in D.C. That's right, $1,000 toward your first class at Dallas Theological Seminary in D.C. There's no need to uproot your life or change your job in order to deepen your biblical knowledge. Join us on campus July 27th for our seminary snapshot and sit in a class, explore the campus, and meet the faculty. If you'd like to learn more about our D.C. campus, please visit dts.edu/DC. That's dts.edu/DC.
This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. In Alexandria, Outer Loop has a disabled vehicle occupying your shoulder between Eisenhower and Avenue Connector and the local lane split merge. This incident comes within congestion delays on the Outer Loop between Van Dorn Street and the Wilson Bridge. Also, pretty heavy congestion on the Beltway. You'll be tapping on the brakes with off and on delays on the Inner Loop. More than 40 minutes added to your commute between I-95 Interchange over through to Richie Marlborough Road.
Hey, DQ fans, the Summer Blizzard Treat Menu is here to be your next summer obsession with 7 flavors, including Sour Patch Kids. Only at your DQ. Happy tastes good.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Partly cloudy tonight, low 66 outside the Beltway, 73 in the district. Hot and more humid tomorrow, partly sunny, high 93. Shower, thunderstorm in some areas tomorrow evening. Otherwise, warm and sticky tomorrow night, low 71 to 76. Wednesday, hot and humid, intervals of clouds and sun, and there could be a thunderstorm around in the afternoon, high 95. The AccuWeather forecast is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The following is a program heard recently here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's sold in and the numbers 58.com. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Let me take just a moment to remind you, we really still need your help, and I'm so grateful for what you've done in our campaign with Heart for Lebanon. We provided for about 52 families so far, leaving us a very modest goal to go of just 50 more families who need what you're doing. I want to thank you for that. We thank Passport Auto for their generous $8,000 matching fund challenge grant that gave a great boost to us as we got started. Marsha in Jefferson, Maryland, thank you for that generous gift of $348. That took care of a family for a year. $50 gift from Sean in Reston. And Jonathan in La Plata, $812 gift. I figured that out, Jonathan. That means you're providing all the care a family's going to need for the next 28 months with that generous gift. God bless you, my friends. Thank you, all of you who've given so far. And if others of you have been thinking about it, I hope that that will move to a bit of action as you pick the phone up and you call that number, 888-249-5222. Now, $116 will provide 4 months of Christian education, food, and essentials, enough to help a refugee family of six survive. $348 one-time gift will do that for an entire year. Or, as we've said, if you want to do it over a monthly period, $29 a month for 12 months will do that as well. But we've even had exciting gifts, and it's typical of you. It's just amazing to me over the years how generous you are. We've had gifts of one fellow I know at least called in or went online and said, hey, I can do this. I'd like to really take care of 12 of these families, but I can't do it all at once. I can do $348 a month, and he did it. And so if you want to do it that way or any amount you can give, these are just increments to help you understand what we're trying to get done. But if anything you can do in that regard really is going to make a huge difference. So we want to thank you for what you've done so far. And again, that number is 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. Or you can go to our website, go to WAVA.com, and just click on the banner, Heart for Lebanon, or enter the keyword heart, and you'll get there as well. In an opinion piece filed this week in the Washington Times, my guest right now provides his own response to a name you may or may not recognize, Kevin Minaya. Kevin Minaya is the chaplain of the Azusa Pacific University and past president of the NAE. That's why I thought some of you may recognize the name, the National Association of Evangelicals. And he recently testified before the California legislature in favor of the bill I mentioned at the start of the hour, ACR 99, Assembly Concurrent Resolution 99. So joining us to talk about what's actually in that bill and his own response to it is our good friend Dr. Everett Piper. He's the former president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. He's a columnist for the Washington Times right here in Washington and author of the book that we talked about not long ago, Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth. That's a Regnery publication. And Dr. Everett, as always, it's an honor to welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, I'm so honored to join you. Thank you for having me on.
Take us to California. There's no time I've got to, gone to California for any reason, and it wasn't an experience. It's a world all its own, but what's happening now with this bill in the legislature?
Well, there are two ways for me to respond. One, what's the bill? And second, what is the church doing about it? And when I say church, I mean church with a capital C, the Evangelical Church. California bill, ACR, the Assembly Concurrent Resolution 99, calls for all religious workers, including church workers, college personnel, Christian college personnel, as well as Christian counselors, to stop saying anything negative about homosexual practice and behavior. Okay? So, Kevin Manoia, the former president of the National Association of Evangelicals, former bishop of the Free Methodist Church, a church that I was once a member of, and the current chaplain of Azusa Pacific University, testified in favor of this bill, which would silence Christian workers, religious workers, from speaking negatively about homosexual behavior and activity. This is shameful. This is just pure shameful. The thing here that's most peculiar, or more most interesting, I think, to the listeners to hear, is that the Free Methodist Church and Kevin Manoia and Azusa Pacific University are holiness denominations. This is a holiness denomination which stands for being set apart and sanctified for holiness unto the Lord. Of all denominations, Kevin Manoia and his church should understand that we are defined by our Lord. We are not defined by our libido. That we are defined by our obedience to Jesus Christ, not by our desires and our appetites. That we are set apart above for obedience unto the Lord, not to be defined by our inclinations and our appetites, our gut, and our instincts. This is dumbing down the human being to the imago dog rather than the imago Dei. We have moral culpability and awareness. We can rise above it. We should when we're born again. We don't have to rest in this explanation of the day that you were born that way. You can become new creations in Christ. You shouldn't accept the lie of our time and our day, which Kevin Manoia supporting this assembly resolution is exactly that. It's buying the lie.
As I understand as well, Dr. Piper, includes someone who may want to convert from an unwanted sexual lifestyle and get to the biblical pattern and moral calling that they've been given in Scripture, and this would even prohibit efforts for to help them do that?
Absolutely. That what they've done is they've used this ruse, R-U-S-E term, called conversion therapy. It's not even a technical term. What they do, the left, the LGBTQ left, and Manoia has bought into it, is they label any therapy or any counseling, any pastoral counseling, professional counseling that helps people change their unwanted sexual behaviors and appetites. They label it conversion therapy, and they make it sound like you're using electroshock therapy or some long discredited practice, which no one is doing that. But they say conversion therapy should be illegal. In other words, if you get a 16-year-old kid that comes to you and says, hey, I just accepted Christ as my Savior, and I don't want to behave this way anymore, can you help me move beyond this old unwanted behavior to a life of obedience to Christ? That request for conversion would have to be denied concurrent with this bill.
We're going to come back with more. Dr. Everett Piper with me. It's, as I said, and somewhat tongue-in-cheek, California seems to set the pace on so many of these things, but it's systemic in our culture at large at a greater or lesser degree. I'm going to come back, talk more about it. And as I understand it, Mr. Manoia's rationale, I assume from what I've been reading of Dr. Piper's column, is that, look, God called us to love everybody. We'll talk about that more with Dr. Piper. Stay with us.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow. What a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, talking with Dr. Everett Piper. He is, of course, man of great experience in terms of the word in the realm of Christian education, former president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, recently retired, columnist for the Washington Times, much more than we have time to really discuss. But he is in the middle of a fray with a colleague, we might say, in a sense, because you take real issue with the premise of Kevin Manoia that if we just love people, that's all we're expected to do, and to take issue with any of their lifestyle choices is to be unloving. Is that right?
Well, we have to ask the question, how do you define love? How does God define love? Well, one of the ways we know God defines it is in Scripture. He said the Lord, we're told that the Lord disciplines those he loves. So love and discipline are not mutually exclusive. In fact, you could argue that if you're not being disciplined by God, that may be evidence of a lack of love from God, other than the opposite. So, and another question I ask in the middle of these debates is love and sex synonymous? Are love and sex synonymous? Because that's the implication here, that we've got to allow people to love who they want to love. Well, really what that means is we have to allow people to have sex with whoever they want to have sex with, because the left, the LGBTQ argument, and I would argue even Kevin Manoia's argument, conflates love and sex. But here's the logical question I ask. Do you love some people that you choose not to have sex with? And the answer is obviously yes, at least I hope it is. We love a lot of people that we choose not to have sex with. So love and sex are not synonymous terms. I agree. We are called to love. In fact, John Wesley's call or admonition was that the greatest evidence of God's redeeming work in our lives is evidence of love. But I love my son so deeply that I will stand in the way and tell them to stop. I was on the Bill O'Reilly show once, and we got into this issue of tolerance. And I said to Mr. O'Reilly, on Valentine's Day, Mr. O'Reilly, did you send your wife an I tolerate you card? And there was stunned silence. And I said, I would suggest you do, because tolerance is an inferior virtue. It says, I don't care about you, do what you want. Love, Christian charity, is a superior virtue. It says, I care deeply, now stop. Love cares, tolerance doesn't care. We have to define love properly.
And would you agree we also have to reclaim the biblical definition of grace? I was thinking as you were talking, grace will forgive me of my sin, but it will never indulge or excuse my sin. And I think Bonhoeffer gave us the phrase cheap grace.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth. Bonhoeffer's famous quote was, and I'm paraphrasing here, that what we have today from the church is salvation without repentance, redemption, where we expect grace to have no changing effect on our lives. And that is not God's definition of grace in our lives. In fact, I'm trying to remember what famous turn-of-the-century preacher actually says, if your theology is not changing people's behavior, you might want to go back and check what it is you're preaching.
That's a good word. We'll take one more break, come back for a few more minutes. Stay with us. Dr. Everett Piper has his own website. You can check it out, dreveretpiper.com. And this column's in the Washington Times, Compromise and Capitulation in the Church, at the Washington Times website. It's a good piece. I want to look it up because we don't have time to do full justice to it. We'll be back with a bit more. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
Heart for Lebanon is helping bring desperately needed relief to at least 102 families whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they've been forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. But because of Heart for Lebanon's ministry of love and compassion in the form of Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials, many of these people are coming to real faith in Jesus Christ. Your one-time gift of $348 or $29 a month for 12 months will help Heart for Lebanon continue to meet the needs of these families when you call 888-249-5222 or give online at WAVA.com. $348 will provide for a family of six for one full year or $29 a month for 12 months, but anything you can give will make a difference when you call that number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail, because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
A few more minutes with Dr. Everett Piper. Started the conversation by talking about a resolution out in California, ACR 99. Which really would effectively defang any kind of Christian witness, counseling, preaching, religious workers, educators, and so forth, by penalizing them if they should say anything negative about the LGBTQ choices and behavior, etc. And we're just talking now about the larger picture. Dr. Everett, you also, toward the end of your column, point out that Wesleyan Methodists have long held to a formula that includes both charity and the essentials. It was never meant to be an either-or, was it?
One of John Wesley's famous quotes that people love to quote over and over again is, in the essentials, unity, in all else, charity. I'll repeat that. In the essentials, unity, in all else, charity. But Wesley never set aside the essentials for the sake of charity. He said one was complementary and necessary for the other. In other words, the essentials of the Bible being inerrant, the exclusivity of the Christian faith, the mandate that if you've given your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that you honor him and you follow him. If you love him, you will obey him. There was no preaching of salvation by works. No, it's by grace that you're saved through faith. It's not of yourselves, lest any man should boast. But even Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, only those who believe obey, but only those who obey believe. Wesley called for a life of methodical, thus the word Methodist, methodical, habitual obedience to the biblical lordship of Jesus Christ, not dumbing down Christianity to being it, to be, your relationship with Christ being defined by your libido rather than him being your Lord and your God and your King.
And you do, toward the end of the column, point out that churches and colleges and universities and congregations and parachurch ministries and individuals, for that matter, who are willing to compromise the essentials of the faith really are, in the long term, signing their own death warrant in terms of any real effectiveness as salt and light, as our Lord commanded in Matthew 5.
We are called to be salt to a rotting culture and light to a very dark world. And if we refuse to be either, we're told in Revelation what will happen. We will be spit out by our Lord, and we will be spit upon by a culture that could care less of our fecklessness.
What do you propose may happen? What do you suspect may happen in California on this bill? And what is the reaction of the evangelical community out there in that regard that you know of?
Well, unfortunately, it's very split right now, and there are a lot of evangelicals that would disagree with me. It's disappointing. I think the call for the faithful, for the remnant within the church, is to stand tall, stand courageous, run into the face of the storm, wave the banner of the truth of Christ and the truth of Scripture. If you win waving that banner, great, that's God's grace. If you lose waving that banner, who cares? It's the right banner to wave. Be willing to go down fighting. That's the call of Christ.
Good to talk with you as always. Thank you, my friend, for doing that.
Blessings.
Dr. Everett Piper, he is the author of a book that we've mentioned earlier. We interviewed him, in fact, a couple of times about it last year when it came out, or in, I guess, 2017. But it still merits attention. Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth, published by Regnery back in 2017. And he is the recently retired
president of a great university. We'll keep in touch with him and keep you informed as well. But more to the point of this conversation, you can find his article that we've only discussed in brief at the Washington Times website. It's called Compromise and Capitulation in the Church. The website, of course, is WashingtonTimes.com. Remember, grace will forgive me of all of my sin, but it never, ever will indulge or excuse it, folks. That's a thought riveting in my mind as I've had this discussion with Dr. Piper. That's it for this hour.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.